Welcome back to yet another edition of The Disney List. Al, John, and Kristen here. Before we give you the best travel deals that Disney has to offer, don't forget this episode is brought to you by our friends at Shure. We use the Shure MV7 podcast microphone, and we've got it in a bundle with this really cool stand. It's great for taking with you wherever you want to record. If you're a content creator like ourselves, it's great for podcasting. Also, use it for your live streams as well as your video conference calls and what have you. It's based on the legendary SM7B broadcast mic that I used a lot in my era in radio, which I love. So this is really cool microphone for you and myself. And it's got USB output and XLR output, so you can use it with your computer audio interface, or you can plug it straight in via USB. You can connect to the Shure Motif app, which will help you dial in great vocal tones. You don't have to learn a lot about Pro Audio in order to figure this out. They've got really cool presets for you, so you can plug and play and get with it and sound amazing. Learn more about this awesome microphone at Shure.com, their website. It's the MV7 podcast microphone, and the site is Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com. You can also check out Gator Frameworks, because they've got a wide array of stands, accessories, and all kinds of creator music, lighting, and AV equipment for you and your studio or your home office. Check it out at GatorFrameworks.com. Now, Kristen, it's time for you to shed some light on some brand new travel deals.
Yeah, right now, if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, this holiday season, you can save up to 20% on a room at select Walt Disney Resort hotels. And this is going to be for stays most nights, December 11th through December 25th. And you can book those now.
Excellent. What is the email so people can get a free quote and have you book their next awesome Disney vacation?
ThemeParksandCruises@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
My imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Longtime Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and theme park aficionado Al John Go here at the helm of another edition of Disney List. Thank you so much. You can follow me on Instagram at Al John Go. Of course, joined by
Kristen. I am a Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And where can people follow you?
They can follow me, Dining at Disney, on all of your favorite social media places.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Another thing I love is our top 10 for this week, which is very dear and near to my heart, Kristen.
Yes, we are talking the top 10 Disney bar hopping places at Disney Springs.
There you go. If you were to come with Kristen and I to bar hop, this would be our agenda of the night. And I think there's nothing better than to talk about the different bars there at Disney Springs. And we're definitely going to give that the old college try. There's so many to choose from. Hard to narrow it down to just 10.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm. We could go on and on about how awesome that place is. Before we get into that, I hope you had a good week, Kristen.
I did. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. The kids are exhausting. Work is exhausting. But once again, we do appreciate the fact that you're here joining us every single week on the show. So thank you so much. You can send us those emails at thedisneylist@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments for us, or if you have show suggestions too, we'd love to hear from you on that. And we do have some things to chat about before we get started, right? Yes. Congratulations, though, is in order for Disney being named one of the best live entertainment parks in 2022. Kristen, you were talking to me about this the other day, about everything that's going down with the
theme/amusement park awards. Yes, the Park World Excellence Awards.
Yes.
That's what it's called. And it took place in London. And the best live entertainment for 2022 was Disney Delight, and that is over at Disneyland Paris.
It looks stunning. It's really cool. I wonder, with everything that was happening with the theme park awards and with D23, Disney doesn't seem at all affected by any moves that Universal is doing. And I feel they should. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I feel like Universal is
getting ready to eat their lunch.
Has been trying over the past few years, especially
step up
their game. They have opened multiple resort hotels.
Yeah, and award-winning resort hotels.
They went from having three to now having multiple categories like Disney does. You know, your different entry levels. Those three that started it,
the good, better,
are
best.
Their version of deluxe resorts. And then you have other ones that they've added in for more people to be able to stay on site. They added a water park that, you know, you can add on, which looks amazing. And they're going to be adding more resorts. They're going to be adding a whole other park. So instead of being, you know, two theme parks, you have three theme parks and the water park.
And that's what I said, gang. I said, you know, it's a good thing Kristen can book all the cruise lines and Disney and Universal trips, because I actually said this time out, hey, why don't we just spend a couple days at Universal? Because it's fun. It is fun. That's what we're here for, you know, but we love Disney. But I feel like, you know, I gave Disney last week, as I said on our different podcasts that we had, including this one last week, I said, you know, I give Disney a pass, because we had this, as Kat said on your podcast, we had this several year pause on things. So I can understand what's going on and why they took the approach they did. But still, give us some concrete dates, Disney. Let us know when these things are opening, right?
Yeah.
So something is mysteriously missing from Flights of Passage at Disney World. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
So the Navi animatronic that's usually in the ride queue that is floating in there, it's missing. It's gone. It's been covered up.
Why?
It's disappeared. I don't know. I don't know if someone complained about it or...
Why? Because he's only wearing shorts?
I don't know. That's how it is in the movie. That's how these avatars are done, right? They're in these little tubes of living water and all this cool stuff. But yeah, I don't know.
People, stop ruining people's fun if that's what happened. Don't ruin other people's fun.
Who knows? Maybe it's because of an animatronic malfunction.
What, he couldn't float anymore? He looked like he was drowning.
Or maybe
he flipped over.
Maybe it got waterlogged or had some issue, or, you know, maybe someone pulled a prank. Who knows? Hey, this is right up your alley, Kristen. You want to tell everybody about this real quick?
Yes. Character Breakfast is coming back to Crystal Palace and Magic Kingdom. So you will be able to enjoy your breakfast with Winnie Pooh and friends.
Nice. Don't you love the...
And that's going to be...
Don't you love the Crystal Palace, Kristen?
Yes. And that's going to be starting on October 25th. And reservations will be open as of September 22nd.
Can you believe it's nearly October? All the Christmas decorations are out wherever we're shopping this week.
I'm
not ready.
No, it isn't even fall yet.
I'm not ready.
It's not fall, y'all. Okay. Just have to say. We've got not many more days left of summer.
Right.
Like what, 2-3 of them?
I don't know.
So not many, but still, hey, don't rush it. Don't rush it. Why are we going to Christmas already?
I don't know.
We haven't had Thanksgiving, Halloween. I'm not ready, people.
Well, anyway, I hope you enjoyed all the headlines that seem to be fit to read this week. We appreciate that. And now upwards and onwards.
It's the Disney List. Top 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I love this, whatever you want to call our top 10 list for this week. It's awesome. You know what I love about it?
It has to do with bars and cocktails.
I do.
Especially cocktails, because you like cocktails more than even beer and wine. You're more of a cocktail guy.
I am. But you know what? I like it all. And I think it's great that we have a top 10 list that we like to call our top 10 bar crawl bars.
Yes.
I don't know. We call them the bar crawl, but the top 10 bars at Disney Springs to party and hang with friends. These are some of our favorite hangs for various reasons.
Whether you like to bar hop or bar crawl or bar run or I don't know what else.
Just hang with friends. Hanging and bang with your friends. It's so much fun.
Are you banging the drinks on the bar? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, another. Another.
Okay, Thor.
Yes. So this is our top 10, and I'm excited about it. Let's just jump right into it. Number 10.
The Boathouse. Great food, waterfront dining, dream boats. Located in the Landing. Why are you laughing?
We here at the Disney List wish you responsible drinking. Be responsible.
Yeah, don't end up like that lady that showed up on TikTok.
Don't be like the TikTok lady.
Having to be wheeled out in a wheelchair while she was screaming and yelling at the police.
Jeez, so bad. Bad form. But you know, the thing about the Boathouse is that, you know, you could have one of those little boat car rides and go out there in the middle of the lake and have fun.
You could have a boat drink.
But anyway, I like the Boathouse a lot because it's a great place to kind of get things started. There's a couple different ways you want to go regarding that. And I think this is a great idea. They have a very big bar, Kristen, one of our favorite big bars there.
Big bar.
Plus, they also have live entertainment as well, which is a plus. Anywhere you can go where you can kind of hang out, have some drinks, some adult beverages in a nice atmosphere, plus have live music, is always a plus for me. Being a musician myself, I love it when we can just kind of sit back and they play a jam that we like and everybody just gets happy and starts singing along, and that's a lot of fun. I think these bar crawl suggestions for a bar crawl, as you plan your bar crawl or you plan your night over at Disney Springs, those are some things you want to definitely take into consideration, is the overall vibe of the place. Not to mention, the menu is pretty amazing here as well.
They have the Shipwreck that you can get there, which is the Mardi Gold and Silver Rum, Pessoa, fresh tropical juices, fresh oranges, and cherries. Yep, I will have to skip on the cherry part.
Mm-hmm. They also have the Coconut Mojito there, which is Rum Haven coconut rum, simple syrup, and mint with soda. And then they also have the Duck Duck Raz, which is Stoli Raz, peach schnapps, blue curacao, lemon juice, simple syrup in there. But those are a bunch of signature cocktails. They have a great wine list, awesome beers as well.
Now, their boat drinks are available on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 2. So that is a limited menu that they have, the boat drinks. But one of those that they've got on the menu is called the Boater's Sunrise. It's Camarena, orange juice, pineapple juice, and grenadine.
Sounds good. They also have an awesome Bloody Mary there as well. So
I also think that Strawberry Splash sounds interesting. The Koparberg Strawberry Lime Cider with White Peach Puree.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sound of that.
Well, if you're down with beer, they have all your usual suspects, but they do have a handful of Florida craft beers from Mangrove, Sunrise City, the Boatside Stockhouse, Dockside Lager, High Stepper, Blood Orange, Beach Hippie, and more. And man, their wine list is too long to mention. They have a bunch of great wines in here as well. They also have a bunch of whiskey and bourbon to get you started. And some of my favorite scotches, including the Glenfiddich. They've got the 26th year. If you're down with that, congratulations.
Wow.
They also have the Belvane Portwood 21 year Scotland. anything that has like 21 year, you know, you're paying top shelf dollar for it. So there you have it. I'm a fan of any and all, but if this is going to be your first, you know, I guess your first place you're going to go, you might as well drink some of the good stuff and then just kind of dilute yourself as you continue through the park.
I don't know about that.
Through the area. You don't know about what?
Starting off with good stuff? I don't know about starting off with good stuff and then working your way down.
You just want to start off.
Because it depends on where you're going to start. Are you going to start off at your number one or are you going to start off at your number 10? Because I want the good stuff at my favorite places.
Okay. All right. Number 9.
City Works Eatery and Poorhouse.
Located at the west side, it's the ultimate sports bar. This upbeat eatery features American fare and an incredible beer menu. That's what we're talking about, really, when it comes to the City Works Poorhouse. When you say poorhouse, automatically my mind goes to beer. And this place over there on the west side, not too shabby. They also have some really interesting bar food as well, which I like. So do you want to hit some of the cocktails they've got there?
Oh, yes. They have what's called the Golden Honey Margarita Don Julio Blanco with honey syrup, orange juice, lemon juice. They also have a peach cooler. It's made with Maker's Mark peach schnapps, orange juice, lime juice, simple syrup, and lemon lime soda. So very citrusy considering the name of it is peach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it though. It's nice. They also have the hot-blooded Bloody Mary. So go ahead and take advantage of that for Sunday brunch. They also
now they do. It's these are available Saturday and Sundays, open until 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of specialty cocktails like the French, which is Tito's handmade vodka with Saint Germain sparkling wine, fresh lemon juice, and simple syrup, as well as mules.
When we go, I think I may have to get that cucumber mint martini.
Okay.
Very nice. That sounds good.
They also have some really cool beers as well. Wheats, Belgians, they have independent lagers in there. A lot of the typical fare that you would find. IPAs, if you're down with that.
But they even have a whole section on here, not just of IPAs, but of strong and imperial IPAs.
Those are high ABVs, y'all.
Those are the kind of, because I don't like IPAs, but high gravity IPAs have a sweetness to them and that it helps balance a little bit of the hoppiness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's one 10% Swamp Ape Florida Beer Company out of Cape Canaveral.
Mm-hmm.
10%.
You drink that, wow. It's like rocket fuel, and you'll be able to fly off into space there at Cape Canaveral.
I do like the sound of this, the McStagger's Imperial IPA from Crooked Can Brewing Company.
Uh-huh.
It's a 9%, but it says it has caramel malt, citrusy hops, and tropical fruit with herbal hops, caramel malt, ripe fruit, and a long and peppery finish. That sounds good. I think the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale, you may like that one, even though it is an IPA. I think you would like that one.
It is. I'm not a big fan of IPAs. You know, I am a stout and porter kind of guy. So the next part of the menu would really be for me, which is they do have the Guinness St. James Gate Brewery Nitro Pour, which is right up my alley. They also have baby cakes.
That's what I was going to say. I want to try that baby cakes oatmeal stout.
Yeah, baby cakes oatmeal stout and Dragon's Milk from New Holland. Which is 11% ABV. So they've got some really cool high gravity stuff there if you're into stouts and porters. Also to mention cedars and seltzers, micro lagers, but City Works Eatery and Poorhouse, they've got some awesome menu items in there as well. So once again, you've got the brunch type of stuff that they named after a bunch of cool rock and roll folks.
Donut Stop Believin'.
And the John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to when we go and have brunch there.
That'll be nice.
It's going to be good.
It'll be really nice. And I'm down with their burgers as well. So.
Oh, I want the scorpion burger. That sounds good.
Yeah, try that. And then have
habanero,
some
habanero, pepper jack, jalapenos, five pepper jam, as Kat would say, arugula.
Arugula.
Vine ripe tomatoes.
Yep.
Scorpion pepper aioli. And it's served with olive oil, parsley fries, or a side salad.
Sounds great. I'm down with that.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go.
Okay. So here we are at number 7, right? Are we at number 7?
No, we're at number 8.
Number 8. Okay. Yeah, you opened up another tab.
I know. I'm confusing
number
you.
Number 8. You're confusing me. And here we are at Enzo's Hideaway. Sip on Prohibition-era cocktails and enjoy this delicious bite over there at the tunnel, exuding an intimate 1920s speakeasy vibe. Try to say that 20 times fast. So what I like about it, and I mentioned this before, is my band used to perform at this place in downtown Nashville called Jacklegs, and it was a speakeasy. It was located downtown, and you used to go downstairs into this little... What?
I don't ever remember going there.
Okay, well, I do. Just right next to the...
Well, you were asking me last time. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was randomly naming places. That's why, because I don't think I ever went there.
No, that's amazing that you didn't. I'm sure you did, and you just don't remember.
Okay.
But Jacklegs was right next to, I think it was close to the old Spaghetti Factory in the Stockyard. Right? Was it the Stockyard?
I don't know.
Not but Stockyard. But anyway, or BB King. Well, it's BB King's now. So anyway, Enzo's Hideaway. So we like this because the vibe is just awesome. The fact that you go down to this little speakeasy and it's got all the Prohibition, you know, type of looks and everything there. It's a little bit kind of dimly lit, so it really has that unique look and vibe that's era appropriate. But once again, it's inspired by Florida's secretive rum running past, those really cool barrel aged cocktails and the large selection of rums and scotches that any other restaurant here in Disney Springs has. So if that is your style, if that is your fancy, then they'll be able to certainly hook you up. So as that being their favorite, you know, the rum and the type of, you know, hard liquor that you'll find there. Is there a particular one that you enjoy?
A drink?
Yes. I would say that you're a fan of...
Now, if I could drink it, I know I would like it, but I can't drink anymore. Okay. And it's the Enzo's Rum Punch. It has the Flor de Cana 7-year with Chambord, orange juice, cherry juice, and pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would probably go with... the Limoncello Gimlet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Hendrick's Gin, Caravella, Limoncello, Simple Syrup, and Thyme.
That's it. That's it. That's all you had to say. I knew that you were going to go there.
There's another drink on this that is my style of drink because they've got a Negroni, but a Negroni with Campari and Carpano Antica, but it also has Prosecco in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I like Campari.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Which is why I don't mind Beverly so much.
Yeah, that's not me. Not me. But they also have martinis, which is great. Sangrias. Mocktails for the kids. So the mocktails, the kids could have the Taste of Primavera. The Farigola Mule. So here's the thing, you know, typically when we're talking about bar hopping, you're going to do this with a bunch of adults, but because this is Disney Springs and a lot of these bars also serve food, you can take the family there if you wanted to. And I would say, of course, you know, be responsible because you have children in tow. There are children at Disney, but, you've got children, for heaven's sake. It's all about the children. But, you know, it means that you can choose one of these places, relax, have a really nice cocktail, and enjoy the ambiance.
That's true. You can go and enjoy food and drink with your kids, just not bar hopping.
Exactly. We're giving you options here, folks. And there's nothing wrong with options.
No.
This next one is number 8. Number seven.
Yes.
I'm going to have you count them down.
It is Dockside Margaritas, located at Marketplace. Here it is an outdoor waterfront lounge, and it has the 1960s Florida produce stand kind of decor to it. But I like the fact that this place often has live music, and you can enjoy when you are out shopping on the marketplace side, grabbing a nice, tasty margarita, sit and listen to some music for a little bit. My go-to margarita here is the habanero lime margarita. I've gotten this, I would say probably 90% of the time that I'm there, I get this. It is Patron Silver tequila with a habanero lime, lime juice, and Florida sugarcane simple syrup.
Love it.
It is an on the rocks. I am not really a frozen margarita kind of person.
No, I only have frozen margaritas if I'm super, super hot, but usually it's just on the rocks. And there's a reason why the margarita is the number one alcoholic cocktail in the United States. And it's because you can do it in so many different twists and they're all super yummy, especially at Dockside. It's great. I will say for the amount of margarita you get, it is super pricey. There's no doubt about that because the margarita you should get, in my opinion, should get twice as much for the money that you're paying for.
Hey, you're paying resort pricing here.
It is resort pricing. It's definitely. Well, and this, by the way, because they're using Patron Barrel Select or Patron Silver, the Don Julio Reposado, this is all top shelf.
Yeah.
You know, stuff. It's not well. I mean, I guess you can request the well, maybe. But, you know, you're out there. You're having fun. You're on vacation, so it's really cool. So get the margarita. We suggest On the Rocks. So for me, it will never go wrong with the habanero, as Kristen said. But I also like the watermelon margarita. It's also very good as well. Or the añejo margarita with Patron. You'll never go wrong with that. If you like tequila, you're probably speaking my language. I'm speaking your language. So
I will say, if you like Long Island iced tea,
which I do,
they have a very nice Dockside iced tea, which has Siesta Key white rum, Tito's handmade vodka, Hendrick's gin, Cointreau, and sweet and sour, topped with a splash of Coca-Cola. So this has your more of your premium type mixes in it.
Mm-hmm. So they do also have some seasonal beer selections, but once again, Dockside Margaritas is known for their margaritas and nothing else. Keep that in mind. That's not a dig on them. That's just what they do. And so as you look at their menu, you're like, where's all the bar food and everything? Nah, that's not where you're going for food. Absolutely.
No, you're going
not.
To drink.
You're going to drink there.
You're going to drink because mom is taking the kids into World of Disney and you want a break.
That's what I have done before. You've done that before. We just hang and then see the guy playing acoustic guitar there at Dockside, which is at sunset, probably one of the most chill things you can do is just sit back and enjoy the live music being performed there with a few margaritas. I mean, that is a really great way to kind of unwind at the end of a long day. The next place that we have here is at number six?
Six. It is Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill. They have a fantastic bar.
Fantastic. And a great staff.
Yes, their bartenders are amazing here. They make, if you don't know what you want, tell them what you like, what style of drinks you like, what kind of liquor you like. And these guys will make you such a fantastic drink.
That's what I love about going to some of these Disney bars is their mixologists are so well trained and so good at their job that a lot of times I'll order off menu and I'll say, you know, I'm in the mood for tequila or I'm in the mood for rum. I'm in the mood for gin. Let's do a drink surrounding that. And they'll ask you, oh, are you a fan of martinis? Are you a fan of mules? Are you a fan of this? And then they'll be able to craft something to your taste and they're really good. And if you don't like it, they'll make you something else, you know?
I do have a favorite drink here.
What is that?
It is the Lily Bell. It has Tangray gin, Aperol, lemon, rhubarb, and Prosecco.
So good.
Like gin, in case anybody hasn't figured that out yet.
Yeah, they also have one of my favorite drinks, the Tamatoa's Revenge, which is the Lanazul tequila, passion fruit, orange juice, and lime. That's great. And of course, the old classics there as well. A great old fashioned. You've got Kristen's favorite, the Negroni, Sangria there as well. There's so many great stuff there. Plus, they have a great selection of beer and, of course, all the typical favorites. But the other thing, and wine by the glass, after dinner cocktails, but they also have an amazing menu.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we talk about the menu just real quick?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because you're partying, you're bar hopping, occasionally you want to maybe get some party food in there, some awesome apps. So what would you suggest?
Oh, for an app?
Yeah.
Wow. I like the tuna tartare. That's always good. Heirloom tomato salad, which has peaches, basil pesto. That's really good.
Get the crab cakes.
But I will say my go-to thing, one of my go-to things on Wolfgang Puck's menus has always been their pizza.
Ah, yes.
And they have an amazing smoked salmon pizza that has a dill cream with chives and salmon pearls. It is really good.
It is good.
It's not a cheap pizza, but it is really good.
Yeah, it's $32.
Yeah, it's the most expensive pizza.
The good news is when you're bar hopping, when you're there with the family, you want to kick back, relax, or you're there with a bunch of friends, and this is one of my favorites, is the fact that you can order a pizza and everyone has a drink, sit around the bar, order a great dessert. And that would be an amazing just night of just fun and camaraderie and just sharing stories and having fun with food. And I think that's the great atmosphere for it. And their bar is great because it is off to the side of the main dining room.
Yes.
That's another great thing about that. Much like the boathouse early on in the countdown has a really big U-shaped bar away from the main dining room. For the most part, they have, you know, sides and stuff people eat there. But I think the energy level is really good when the bar is in its own little place, because then you don't have to disturb other diners there. If you're, you know, telling stories and having fun, you're kind of safe from having to annoy other diners that want maybe a more quiet or subdued kind of atmosphere. And I'm always very cognizant of that. Not that I'm, very annoying, but I like to have fun, and I'm not the kind of person that is going to go totally, totally crazy at all either. I'm usually pretty reserved, but it is worth noting where the bar location is and what the energy and atmosphere is like. And with Wolfgang Puck's, it's very, very nice and clean, almost has this Martha's Vineyard kind of look to it.
Well, most of the places we have on this list are places that are going to be more upscale. It's not where you're thinking of like, hey, we're going to go and
the
drink
Roadhouse
too
down
much,
the road.
You know?
Yeah, you're not doing Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse, basically.
Yeah, the people aren't going to be like, should not be. If they are, it would be unusual, screaming and yelling and acting crazy falling over each other.
Oh, we only do that at Epcot. Not we. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we don't do that. We can't afford to drink that way. At Disney.
No.
We'd have to take out a loan or something.
Perhaps.
Hey, at like $18 a drink, that's expensive.
It gets up there real quick, y'all.
But I do want to mention there something on the dessert menu here. They do have a gelato tasting you can do, and I love gelatos. And you can choose three, and they've got some unique ones. There's an Indonesian vanilla, classic chocolate cookie crunch, mm-hmm. strawberry, a white chocolate raspberry,
like that,
Italian butter pecan, salted caramel, ooh, coconut, and cookie monster.
Ooh, C is for cookie. Very nice. That's great. For $8 for three of these different gelato tastings, I'm down with that. You'll find me there by the Spanish cheesecake because I am a cheesecake maniac. Next on the countdown, hey, look, we're halfway done. Halfway done. We're here.
Number five.
At one of our favorite restaurants overall is Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. dig into Southern homestyle cooking gleaned from recipes by this award-winning celebrity chef. And Chef Art Smith has got the comfort food down to a science. And the cocktails are not bad either. What are your favorite go-tos here for this Disney Springs favorite there by the town center?
Oh, let's see. I'm going to say when it comes to food, they have some really good, it's called Church Lady Deviled Eggs. And those are really good. I don't see the plate that we used to get, like his version of like a charcuterie. I don't see it on the menu anymore.
Well, it might be a starter.
That's where I was looking.
Oh, really?
Shine cake is what he is known for. So that and the hummingbird cake are
amazing cakes.
Very, very famous. But they do have moonshine on tap.
Oh, I love this.
I like the rum shine. It's a strawberry rum shine with blackberry brand or rum shine punch is what it's called. And it has the strawberry rum shine with blackberry brandy, banana liqueur, pineapple juice, and their house-made grenadine. Mm-hmm. And I do like that you can get their refillable cup.
Okay. The cup is basically it's a sipper.
Yeah.
It's basically a 22-ounce sipper with the extended, bendy straw.
Yes.
And it's completely refillable. So you buy one and then you get refills at a reduced cost.
Yes.
So I'm totally down with that. And we cannot forget to bring our sippers this time. I am one for the shine on tap, which is called Blue Hooch, which is blue flame moonshine, lemon infused moonshine, blue curacao, house made simple syrup, fresh lemon juice, and a splash of Sprite. It's the strongest tap shine. So if you want to get your shine on, definitely do that. And they have three other flavors outside of the two we've talked about.
Some of the other craft cocktails they have, my favorite is called The Local, and it is Rum Haven Coconut Water Rum with lime, simple syrup, and fresh pineapple. And it is absolutely delicious. And you could easily drink more than one.
Mm-hmm. Their cocktail prices are also very respectable in terms of price. They range anywhere from about $13 to $16 for their signature craft cocktails.
With most being 13 or 14.
If you're a big fan of Old Smoky Moon, you could check out the Old Smoky Pie Moonshine on their apple pie a la mode, which is great. So you get the Old Smoky Apple Pie Moonshine, which is yummy, the vanilla vodka, apple juice, cinnamon, house-made simple syrup, and a dash of lemon. And that thing is an amazing cocktail. Really good. When we were there with the Park Hopper Sid, we just went to town, did we not?
Yes.
We did.
Actually, what I think sounds really good, and I'm not a big bourbon drinker, is the Britain.
Uh-huh.
The Woodford Reserve, a private selection bourbon with dry vermouth, Luxardo, cherry liqueur, and chocolate bitters, honoring Britain Smith, an original Florida bootlegger.
That's awesome. A great story to boot with that for a bootlegger. See what I did there? I'll be here all week. So definitely pick some of those starters up. Check out a lot of their cocktails. It's really crazy to me that they don't have the charcuterie board, but I'm sure if you ask them, they'll be able to put something together. Oh, another thing.
Yeah.
They're known for their chicken. Don't pass up the chicken. The chicken is just amazing. And if you want, get yourself the sampling plate of the three different house-made sides to get the chicken plate along with the chicken, the fried chicken, you're going to be in hog heaven or chicken heaven, right?
Chicken
heaven. The next one, number four, I fought for this to be a little bit ahead of Chef Art Smith because this to me has some of my favorite theming of all the Disney Springs bars. And what is it?
It is Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar located at the Landing.
I love this place so much. It is a touch of Indiana Jones theming in this because Jock Lindsey's was Indiana Jones's pilot, took him from place to place. The decor is amazing. Came straight out of the Indiana Jones franchise, which is amazing. So you can definitely check out this family-friendly waterfront outpost, a prime destination for explorers seeking casual fare with dining and rare cocktail concoctions surrounded by vintage aviation and ambiance inspired by the high-flying exploits of Indiana Jones's intrepid pilot. Do you know a little bit about...
Go ahead. They do have collector cups there as well that you can get your drinks in.
Absolutely.
We've got a few of those.
A little trivia for you. So... Okay. Fans of Raiders of the Lost Ark, which, by the way, Kristen still, and I'm going to rag her on this because she hasn't seen any of the Indiana Jones movies yet, but she needs to, at least the first three. And she needs to, those are the best ones. Well, maybe
isn't there only four?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have to see at least three.
at least the first three, at least because those are the best ones.
I don't know. We'll see.
So they can't forget Indy's easygoing pilot, Jock Lindsey, owner of a pet snake named Reggie. But how did Jock arrive here? The two Globetrotters stumbled upon Disney Springs in 1938 while chasing down a mythology-based tip in Central Florida. Attracted to the town's natural springs and lush terrain, Jock.
Why do you keep wanting to call him
Jock? I don't know why. Jock bought some waterfront property and eventually settled down, piloting seaplane tours across the fast-growing Sunshine State. He eventually built a plane hangar and a tower and a runway, and invited fellow members of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, the sea people, to pay him a visit. His home base soon became a popular stopover and watering hole for world travelers and locals alike. And there, the hangar bar was born. Very cool. I love it. And the theming is just wonderful. Now, you were talking and alluding to the take-home souvenir mugs.
Yes.
Which is awesome. We have a few of those.
We do.
What shall we talk about? Shall we talk about the hour?
Okay, let's talk about happy hour.
It's right there.
I know.
Okay.
I can't help it. I'm so stuffy.
I'm sorry.
Allergies are killing me today.
Okay, so happy hour appetizers are available Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m., Kristen.
I like that. My go-to would be the Air Pirates pretzel because I love pretzels. This one is a giant pretzel with a spicy German mustard and beer cheese fondue.
So good.
You ever have beer cheese put on your menu? I will take it. I've never met a beer cheese I didn't like.
They also have Dr. Asagora's queso dip, which is a skillet of melted soft cheeses with fresh pico and cilantro served with corn tortilla chips. So they have the chips and dip. And they have the big giant beer cheese pretzel, which is awesome. Both are great. And I love happy hour. Anytime you can do happy hour where they have the half price or the discounted apps and great drinks for discount, I'm there. They also have happy hour wine and well drinks. So they have... and their happy hour draft house beers as well. So, they have
and it's not just like your Bud Light, which Bud Light is included, but it does have some unique ones that you can enjoy as well. Like the Kungaloosh Spiced Excursion Ale is on this list for happy hour beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And they also have Jock's Visiting Brew as well. And the Kungaloosh Spiced Excursion Ale from
that's
Miami.
That's the one I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about
read the... Königlug Ludwig Weissbier.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, I did not read that. And I read the Kungaloosh.
And if you're just like me and you just want something from the well, they have it there too. $6 or $7 for that. Just get yourself an old rum and coke and be on your happy way there as well.
Be on your happy.
They also have Reggie's Revenge, which is a happy hour specialty cocktail of the week, which is $12. Right, so you can get Reggie's Revenge, Florida Keen, Orlando Orange, Orange Vodka, Midori Melon Liqueur, White Cranberry Juice, and Fresh Lime Juice.
It's so delicious. Good.
And they have a bunch of awesome appetizers in there as well.
And more drinks.
Hey, scroll up when I want to mention this. Did you know that there's Club Obi-Wan Chicken Wings? Those are good. And if anyone remembers the reference to that from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, where Indy's leaving Club Obi-Wan, obviously that is a nod because Lucasfilm produced both Indiana Jones franchises and, of course, Star Wars. So they want to put a little Club Obi-Wan in there. It's a little nod.
Interesting.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
They have flatbreads.
Fraulein's flatbreads.
Tacos.
So good.
Non-alcoholic beverages. And then, of course, their signature cocktails. As we mentioned, the Raiji's Revenge is on the happy hour menu, but they also have some other ones as well. Is there one in particular you really like?
You know, all of them are really good. I've had a lot of them. I've had the Fountain of Youth. I've had the Pirate Mule. I've had Reggie's Revenge. I've had the Singapore Sling. I think they're all good. The Mojito's good. You're not going to find one that's bad at all on here. It just depends on your taste. Do you want to do a sling? Do you want to do an old fashioned? You know, it just depends on what kind of cocktails you're in the mood for. Do you want something sweet? Do you want something that has a little bit of a kick to it? Do you want something that is a little smoky? They have them all. So, and if you want something super citrusy and sweet, well, then they have you. They definitely have you. I think it just depends. I think you have to know yourself. And for me, I don't really have a favorite cocktail taste. I know that I do like tequila based cocktails a lot. And I also like gin a lot as well. Nothing wrong with a rum. It have to be in a certain mood to have rum, like rum and Cokes. It's typically, I'd much rather have like a Jack and Coke more than a rum and Coke these days. You know, how about you? What kind of cocktail are you in the mood for the most part?
I think on this menu, I'd probably go with Shorty Singapore Sling. Got Plymouth Gin, Herring Cherry Liqueur, Benedictine, Cointreau, fresh lime juice, pineapple juice, and grenadine. That is probably what I would go with.
I've been doing a lot of bourbon and whiskey these days, so I would definitely look for the Jock's Citrus Old Fashioned. So if you like an old fashioned with the orange bitter, simple syrup, this one has Cointreau, Knob Creek whiskey in it. Can't go wrong with that. If you're also down with scotch, you might want to try the Scottish Professor, which is a Sean Connery drink for Indiana Jones' dad, which is a monkey shoulder blended malt scotch whiskey, Hendrick's gin, pear nectar, simple syrup, and fresh lemon juice. Nothing here is like too super sweet unless you get yourself something like...
The Cool Headed Monkey is one of the sweeter drinks because yeah. It's rum, tangerine, liqueur,
watermelon, pineapple juice.
Watermelon, pineapple juice, and lime juice.
Yeah, you're usually going to see those if you see, like the Singapore Sling is also very, very much on the sweeter side because mm-hmm. you got the, anytime you see pineapple juice, you know exactly what you're gonna going to get into. Sweet. It's going to be very sweet.
That drink has four different liquors in it.
Yes.
So that's going to balance out that sweetness too.
Absolutely.
You'll be leaving happy.
They also have a couple different wine or beer flights, an Aviator's Flight. If you like the Aviator's Flight, you like whiskey, they've got it. Some of my favorite whiskeys on the Aviator's Flight happen to be the Macallan 12-year as well. So that's definitely a high point. Or you can get the Beer Flight as well, which will have Jock's Visiting Brew with the Waste Beer, the Kungaloosh Excursionaire. So you can have literally just a taste of every beer that Kristen had mentioned earlier.
Everything but the Bud Light.
Everything but the Bud Light, which is the way
good.
It should be.
Needs you know, the good beers.
You can have Bud Light anytime at home. You're on vacation. Let's spread our wings a little bit. It wouldn't hurt.
I can't do
Bud Wouldn't Light. Hurt. Okay.
I get a headache every time. Next on our list at number 3 is the Edison, and that is located in the Landing. This is a industrial gothic themed restaurant that has signature cocktails and live entertainment, which you can enjoy. It has a 1920s power plant kind of look to it.
I love this.
Do we want to talk about food first?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I love the story of the Edison. I think it's great. I love the fact that it has that whole kind of industrial steampunk look about it. So it's very unique in that respect.
I would say on the menu for, it's under Share and Nibbles, is the short rib, flatbread, short rib, white cheddar cheese sauce, pickled red onion, arugula, and balsamic glaze. That right now is calling my name.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of anything there, but, you know, I'm a fan of candied bacon.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
So definitely check out the DB Clothesline Candied Bacon, which is maple black pepper, fruit mostra, sweet and spicy pickle for $18. That's a great shareable for sure. And you may want to order two of them, because if you're there with a party of four, everyone will have their own piece of candied bacon and they're going to want another one. It's too good.
I feel like the Edison is a good place to get nibbly food and good drinks.
Yeah.
They've got full on dinner and lunch and everything like that.
Yeah. Plus they also have a lot of entertainment there during the week, or at least they had. So definitely check this out. Signature cocktails are pretty awesome. Their high roller cocktails are off the charts. They're also off the charts in terms of price. Typical cocktail prices are
30 for a high roller
30
cocktail.
Bucks, y'all. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't have something a little bit more moderately priced. So they do have the vintage cocktails from about $15 to $18. So definitely check that out.
And they've got their signature cocktails.
Signature cocktails ranging from $15 all the way to $22. And we've had a few of these as well. I've had the Tesla because I'm a bourbon guy in the whiskeys and bourbons. The Bullet Bourbon Old Camp Peach Pecan Whiskey, Green Chartreuse, and Simple Syrup for $17. So the Tesla, very good if you're down with the whiskey.
I don't see the cocktail that I had.
Well,
because I believe it's gone. But it was delicious. It was an beer cocktail. But if I had to get one on the menu today, I would go under the vintage cocktails. They've got a Berry Smash. It has Basil Hayden bourbon, handcrafted cinnamon syrup. That's what sells me on it, cinnamon syrup, with honey, lemon juice, and blackberries and raspberries, which are my two favorite berries.
I think one of the more popular drinks, from what I hear, is the Electric Mule. So if you're down with the Moscow Mule, they'll have the Reka Vodka, lemon juice, strawberry, and lemongrass cordial, and a Q ginger beer. I've had that as well.
I wish I could remember the name of that beer cocktail.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that was.
I'll have to go through my pictures.
And go through, for sure. A tremendous amount of great beer, draft, bottled, and canned beers and ciders, wine by the glass. But another notable thing to talk about for the Edison, which I love a lot, is the fact that they do have this awesome entertainment. So please check it out. Once again, they've got some really cool kind of cabaret, jazz, trios, and different artists that perform and visual and both music. So check it out. It's family friendly by day and edgier by night is what they'll say. So if you're into aerialists and different performers, definitely go at night and have a whole bunch of fun with your friends around the bar, having some great bite-sized bar food, awesome bar food and burgers and awesome drinks. This next one could have been our number one. I feel like
these were very close.
I feel like the top two for our bar crawl top 10 at Disney Springs, this could definitely be the place that you start and end or just stay for the entire time. Because the vibe is so good. The food and drink is amazing. The service is amazing. The look from the second floor is great. What is number two?
Number two is Wine Bar George.
Yay.
And this this particular restaurant, if you are not familiar with it, is the menu, the food and wine pairings are done by Master Sommelier George Melotes. And
nice guy.
Everything on this is, everything is good. And he has so many wines. I think the thing that I like most about George and his approach to all his wines and everything like that is I think sometimes people feel that sommeliers kind of give off this, like, I'm better than you because I know so much
arrogance,
about wine kind
yeah.
of thing. He wants everybody to be able to drink wine, no matter where you are, what amount of money you want to spend, what kind of wines you like or don't like. He wants it to be approachable
yes.
for everybody.
That's the key word you said, is approachable. And I think a lot of people are turned off by wines because they feel like everyone is a wine snob, or they'll feel foolish going in there. And like I for one am not a big wine person, but I learned so much and I have such a good time there that I don't feel that any of the staff talks down to me. I feel like it is super approachable and fun. And I think that's the greatest thing about this place, is that it's just fun. It's a nice place. It's got a lot of brick and wood. It's very inviting. It does have a very classy atmosphere, but yet it's super approachable because it is at Disney Springs. You get to learn a lot. And once again, you don't underestimate the power of fun.
The thing that is nice too is because some wines are so expensive to buy, you know, by the glass or by the bottle. And a lot of times those high-end wines are only available by the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He has an option here, which is really cool. And it's called, on the menu, it says outstanding by the ounce wines. And there's 1 ounce, 3 ounce, and 6 ounce pours that you can get. And there's such a wide variety of wines. There is a wine on here. It is from Selbach Oyster, and it's a German wine, and it's from 2001. So, I mean, you can get some really well-aged wines, too. And if you want to try it, but, you know, you're like, oh, I don't want to spend that much, that's why he's got it by an ounce. That way you can try it. That way that wine that you would never try in your life, you have an opportunity.
And you also have an opportunity to have some of the most expensive wines on the face of the earth. And one of them would be the King's Experience at 1 ounce each. It's $280 for an ounce. It's the Domaine du Jac, Clos de la Roche from France from what, 2018?
Uh-huh.
The Penfolds Grange from South Australia from 2017, and the Lafite Rothschild Poulac France from 2008, and the Harlan Estate in Napa, California from 2018. And wow. I mean, hey, if you're going to do it, go full tilt, go for it. Try some of the most expensive wines in the world.
They do have another option for reds there too. If you're looking for multiple 1 ounce pours, they've got the Chapelet Cabernet Sauvignon, and it has 5 wines. They're from 95, 2000, 2005, 2010, and 2015 for $100. So you're paying $20 per ounce.
It's pretty impressive. You know, like I said, just go for it. The drinks, of course, are great.
But of course, we're talking right now the most expensive ones, because they do. This is something very unique to that restaurant, with having those 1 ounce pours.
Well, keep in mind, they have over 140 wines by the glasses Kristen mentioned, bottle or ounce. They've got a bunch of tapas or small plates. You can feast family style as well, or just have something really cool with your family, or get a to-go menu item, which is great. Now, Master Sommelier George Melotes is no stranger to Walt Disney World Resort. He was part of the opening team for California Grill at Disney's Contemporary Resort, which, by the way, check out Kristen's show archives for one-on-one interviews with George Melotes to talk about that. And that interview is a gem of an interview.
And that's back from 2020.
Yeah, back from 2020, which is awesome. In 2007, Melotes became a Master Sommelier and continues to study and explore wine today. He's just I can't tell you how awesome it is to know and have interviewed, him with Kristen. Just a really, really cool dude. So anyway, number one.
Okay. Anybody who's listened to this show probably has figured out what number one is at this point, because we have talked about this place so many times, and it is Raglan Road Irish Pub and Restaurant located at the Landing.
I think this was clearly our number one because we have so many memories of this place from our honeymoon in 2003 to today. It's just our favorite place to hang. We've had the Source of Radio meet there, which was amazing. It was so much fun to hang out with the SR staff.
We've been there with so many different friends.
We've been there with so many different friends and celebrated so many things. Our anniversary, we've celebrated there multiple times. So discover life and soul of the Emerald Isle with award-winning cuisine, live Irish music, and dance at this beautiful pub. And I love it because the energy is great. The performers that perform the authentic Irish dances, the live Irish music, and the bands and the acoustic bands they have there to play the Irish folk songs as well as some contemporary hits are just great. But that's only one piece of it. The other piece of it is the drinks and the food.
Yes, drinks and food. let's see. So they do have a brunch on the weekends. If that is something you're into, we normally are there for dinner though. And we typically start out with the Dalkey Duo, which is very good. It is their Dalkey mustard, beer battered, Cheshire Heritage pork sausages, which is a mouthful to say. And it is served with Dalkey mustard, mayonnaise, and buffalo applesauce.
It's kind of a must do for us anytime we're there.
I'm trying to think what else. We like the Nom Nom Wings.
Oh, yes. And the Irish egg, which is a twist on the old Scottish eggs. Yes. Very good. Nom Nom Wings we've had before many times. And the Bang Bangs chicken as well. A lot of these things are just, once again, just great staples to the Raglan Road experience. And if you're looking for something just to get you going for food, may I suggest the Bangers and Mash? that's also very good. Kristen, what else would you like to suggest here?
Fish and chips, of course.
Yeah,
you can never go wrong with fish and chips. And they do have very good fish and chips. My favorite dish, as with so many other places anymore, is no longer on the menu. It was called It's Not Bleeding Chowder. And it was so good, just full of seafood. If you were a seafood person, it was like the most amazing dish.
Another one of my go-to things that I'm not going to leave until I have is going to be the bread pudding. So that is my deal. If I could just have fish and chips, the bread pudding, and a couple Guinnesses, I am a happy man. If the Dalkey Duo is part of it, that's an option as well.
You know, I think because the chowder isn't on there anymore, I think what I would have to try is the Gnocchi See Gnocchi Do.
We've had it before.
No.
We haven't?
No, I have not had
there before.
No. No. Potato gnocchi with Folly's George Bank scallops. It's got crispy pork belly, tomatoes, and kale in a white wine butter sauce.
That's wonderful.
I think that's what I would have to get.
That's wonderful. And once
The chicken. The chicken pie du try is good. If you like chicken pot pies.
Yes.
I've had that a few times. It's delicious.
Well, I think.
Drink time.
When it comes to drinks, go ahead.
Which one are you going with?
I think I'm going to go with some of their Irish beers. I mean, you're never going to go wrong with me with Guinness Irish Stout. That is kind of my go-to jam anytime. But if you want something lighter, you might want to go with a Smithwick's, which is one of Kristen's favorites, mm-hmm. or a lighter beer like the Harp Irish Lager, which in my heart of hearts, I am Filipino, but I do have a heart of a harp in there because of Guinness and Harp. Because I tell you, the Harp Irish Lager tastes so good with the fish and chips. It's kind of the thing, right? I mean, it's kind of a thing.
So I like to get, they do flights here, and one of them is called the Four Provinces, and it's Guinness, Smithwick's, Harp, and Kilkenny. Yep. I do really like that. But they also have another one called the Raglan Road Signature Collection. And it has the Raglan Irish Stout, Bloomsday Pale Ale, Triwishes Grand Irish Red Ale, and De Cider Belgian Wit Cider.
Nice. I think those are it pretty much. I mean, you've got specialty drinks as well.
You know, I never get cocktails here.
No, I don't.
This is my place where I have to have beer.
It's there if you want it.
It is.
But I can tell you that I'm always going to have a beer here.
They have, this sounds good. Arthur's Old Fashioned.
Mm.
Tullamore Dew 12, Guinness Simple Syrup, Guinness Cured Bacon, and nice. Argostura Orange Bitters. The Guinness Cured Bacon, that sounds good. Bacon makes everything sound good.
It sure does. The other thing, though, that I've had that is one of their specialty libations is the Bailey Shake. And I've had that several times outside. It is a frozen mix of ice cream Baileys and coffee liqueur that's great during the day, especially if you're out there on the patio sipping and listening to the acoustic music that's out there. It's great. Y'all, what can I say? What can I say? But we're done with this top 10.
Yes.
Yes.
We hope you go eat and drink and enjoy yourself responsibly.
Eat, drink, be merry. Enjoy this top 10 list of our favorite bars to hop at Disney Springs in Orlando. Enjoy. All right. Hey, gang, send us an email if you have any suggestions for the show or what your thoughts are about this list via email, if you will, at thedisneylist@gmail.com. You can also follow us on all our social media as well. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe to this show everywhere you get podcasts. And, of course, listen to us at Sorcerer Radio and interact with us at the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. We're also on Discord as well with the Sorcerer Radio team. So thank you so much. You can also message me on Instagram at AlJohnGo. I post there all the time in terms of like music and just fun, happy, fun stuff and promote this show. Kristen, where can people find you?
You can find me at diningatdisney.com on all your favorite social media sites, Dining at Disney. And you can find me, my personal self, if you can figure out how to spell my name. You could find me on Instagram.
I'll just go to Dining at Disney on Instagram. Follow her.
Not that I really post much.
No. Just follow Kristen at Dining at Disney and follow the podcast, our sister podcast there, of course, Dining at Disney. Everywhere you get podcasts, as well as the Disney List with myself and filmmaker, author, former Disney Imagineer.
Thing. Skull Rock Podcast is what you meant to say.
What did I say?
I think you said the Disney List.
Well, the Disney List. And follow the Disney List as well as Skull Rock Podcast with Dave Bosser.
There you go.
Imagineer, artist and filmmaker and author. So anyway, thank you all for joining us on this show. And once again, we urge you to just subscribe and give us a like. Give us those 5-star reviews. And thank you so much. If you're listening to a Sorcerer Radio, check them out. Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. All Disney music all day long. I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen. And we'll see you real soon.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.